For many Washington state school districts, this is the first year using the new state standards, known as Common Core. The standards are meant to ensure that students in the same grade are learning the same things in reading and math across the country, and that kids are ready for college at the end of 12th grade. The standards begin all the way back in kindergarten, and many kindergarten teachers say the Common Core is squeezing out other important lessons that young children need to succeed in school and in life. KUOW's education reporter Ann Dornfeld has the story.
I pack my red hat. Thumbs up if you see the red hat in the picture.
Teacher Marissa Zellers is reading a new story with her kindergarten class at Einstein Elementary School in Redmond. Along with helping these 5- and 6-year-olds sound out the words on the page, Zellers is also helping them draw conclusions using evidence.
Friends, do we think they really are moving now? Do you think they're moving somewhere? They have a big box out. And so does that help us know that they're probably moving? Yeah. Those pictures and that text helps us.
Making connections between evidence in a book's illustrations and its text is one of the Common Core state standards for kindergarten. If that sounds weightier than the skills you remember learning in kindergarten, like making art with cotton balls and learning how to share, it's not your imagination. Parts of the Common Core are more challenging than Washington State's previous standards, which a lot of education reform advocates herald. Zeller supports the concept of Common Core, too.
The idea to have a common set of standards across our nation, I think, is a really good idea. But I think what it looks like in a classroom is much different than what is written on the paper.
Zeller says the thing is, these more rigorous standards seem to assume that all students arrive at kindergarten with the same set of skills. She says while some of her students come from affluent neighborhoods in Redmond and went to high-quality preschool programs,
we also have a whole other part of our population, which is actually about close to 50%, that lives in an area that consists of transitional housing, homeless shelter. There's several trailer parks along the road, and both these areas draw right into our school.
Zeller says that means in addition to teaching the new standards, she needs to get many kids up to speed on pre-kindergarten skills. One of those skills is identifying patterns, which Zeller says is critical for students to learn addition and subtraction. But Zeller says she and her colleagues were shocked to learn that familiarity with patterns wasn't part of the Common Core math standards for kindergarten.
As teachers, we're dumbfounded by the fact that research is telling us they shouldn't be doing patterning, but reality is showing us in our classrooms daily that patterning practice and working with patterns is crucial for their next steps in math.
The standards are actually the first time in public education where we have asked teachers to stop doing some things and to focus more time on higher leverage instructional practices based on the research of what skills kids need.
Jessica Vavros oversees teaching and learning at the Washington State Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction. That's the education department that ushered in the Common Core in this state. Favreau says the team that developed the Common Core ditched some familiar standards after examining what is taught in high-performing education systems around the world. She says they decided that some traditional standards, like pattern identification, are not critical to get kids ready for college and careers.
Patterns is one that isn't in the Common Core because there are higher leverage things like number sense and understanding the placement of numbers on a number line that for you and I to be able to access math, we need to know and be able to do.
One organization that has closely studied the kindergarten standards is the National Association for the Education of Young Children. Kyle Snow directs its Center for Applied Research.
When you look at the progression of skills, the sequencing, you know, is by and large reasonable based upon everything I know about development of reading and everything I know about development of math.
Still, Snow says, young children develop skills at dramatically different rates. Along with natural variation between kids, lack of preschool puts many children at a disadvantage. In addition, a lot of kindergarten programs are only half day, not full day. In Washington State, 40% of kindergartners attend for just a couple hours a day. That will make it challenging for them to stay on track with Common Core. Snow says his organization is also concerned by the new standard's narrow academic focus.
For us, focusing on young children, we would prefer to see standards that address address multiple child needs, not just in math and reading, as the Common Core does.
Those multiple needs include the social-emotional lessons that have long been a hallmark of kindergarten. At Einstein Elementary, kindergarten teacher Marissa Zellers says the new standards make it hard to find time for lessons that may feel like play, but are actually important for things like kids' fine motor skills.
Who sees a cue word?
I think that what's being given up are really developmentally appropriate things, like projects with cutting and gluing and coloring. Even just observing kids doing a regular playtime, maybe with blocks or a kitchen area, and using that time to teach social skills.
Snow says despite many teachers' frustrations, it's still too early to tell whether the Common Core standards are a good fit for kindergarten. He says that won't be possible until the standards are fully implemented. In Washington State, that's supposed to happen by the end of next school year. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.
What does J say?
J.
And what does Q say?
Cool.
Very good job. All right, let's go ahead.